digital schmidgetal. Sometimes you want to get the word out, you got to kick it old school. Make sure you watch Deirdre, okay? Thank you. Hey man, watch Deirdre. Hey, make sure you watch Deirdre this week. Hey, make sure you watch Deirdre this week, okay? Thank you.
Chalice leads off with Dear Drew. If the Texans end up keeping four running backs, I think Lamar Miller and Deontay Foreman will make the cut, but what about the other two? Great question. There's a lot of depth there. You got Alfred Blue, Akeem Hunt, Tyler Irvin, Dare Ogunbowale, he's a free agent rookie, and out of those four, they're fighting for those final two spots. I think Alfred Blue gets the third spot because he was over 4 yards a carry last year, and he's just dynamite on special teams. And then I think it comes down to the three guys battling for the final spot. And they all have their pluses. Hunt is electric, and he averaged about 6 yards a carry last year, and he did return kickoffs. Irvin was a draft pick last year, returned kicks and punts, and showed flashes. And then Ogunbowale, they thought enough of him to sign him as a free agent, so he might be able to do some things there. But ultimately, I think you're going to see those three compete, and I can't pick a fourth out of there for the final spot. Lindsey Hicks, Dear Drew, since the Texans are having training camp at the Greenbrier, have they set any open practice session days in Houston for fans to attend that will miss out on training camp? Yes, there will be at least two or three practices in Houston. They don't have the dates yet, but there will be a chance for fans in Houston to see the Texans practice. And you know what? I think I sense some trepidation, some fear in your voice that you might not get to see your Texans. So whether or not you do, I'm going to take care of you because I know a guy, and I'm going to give you some scratch-offs, Lindsey Hicks. So email us right here and scratch away. Say, hey, I got some lotto tickets coming my way. And we'll hook you up. From Jafar Anwar, Dear Drew, can you give me a brief description of our new offensive lineman? It's Breno Giacomini. He comes to the Texans from the New York Jets. He is about an 8-9-year veteran, started back in 2008, has also played for the Seahawks, won a Super Bowl title with them back in 2013. So he's going to compete with Chris Clark, Kendall Lamb, for that right tackle position. That Derek Newton, probably going to be a while before we see him back again because of the knee injury. So, yeah, he's a guy with a lot of experience, and he's won a Super Bowl title. Chris Royal, Dear Drew, who are our starting safeties? Well, Andre Howell remains with the team. He was your starter at one of those safety spots last year. And then coming in for Quentin Demps, you're going to see guys like Corey Moore and Curtis Drummond likely compete for that spot. Douglas Humphrey, Dear Drew, if Toro and Orbit were a race, who would win? Now listen, I love the Astros. I love Orbit. But are you really asking me about my homeboy, my brosif, Toro, if he could win a race? He's a bull. He'd definitely beat Orbit. I mean, there's just no question about that. No question. And John Martinez rings in with Dear Drew. OTAs are coming up. Do you think Julion Davenport can compete with Watt, Clowney, and Whitney and potentially start at right tackle in week one? I suppose stranger things have happened, but I don't see that happening in week one for Davenport. I think it's going to take a little time for him. Those are three excellent players that he's going to have to contend with in practice. I don't think Davenport starts week one for the Texans, but maybe down the line you will see him as a starter. But ultimately, no, I don't see that. Man, OTAs are upon us. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Can you feel it?